Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
65616.
One second. Your first and last name, please.
Rebecca Vickers.
Okay. Verify your address for me.
2156 Jefferson Road, Branson, Missouri, 65616.
Okay. I see that you're already canceled out of your subscription to, let's see.
Yeah, because what I did was I clicked on it says sign up for a $500 card, gas card. Mm-hmm. And when I hit the button, it asked, and then it hit a screen and said, you know, you're entered in order, pay $2. Well, it took $59.87 out. So it still shows up on my card. So will it take a few days for it to be placed back on there?
When you called in, someone tell you that they were going to issue you a refund?
Well, I by tub, it was that was the one that it said it took out the $59.80
mm-hmm.
some cents.
Mm-hmm.
She said that I would be reimbursed, but I can't. I'm trying still finding that email.
Okay.
I got four different emails. Let's see.
Okay.
Asked me if I wanted a refund. Yes, I wanted to all they could refund was $54.
Okay, yeah, because of the $5 setup fee.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how long would that take to go back on my card?
Give me just one second. Let me look at your account and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it does take up to 5 business days for a refund to go through.
Okay.
So I show her it was refunded, but it does take up to 5 business days. So if it's not refunded within 5 business days, give us a call back, and we'll make sure it does get refunded. But it does say it's supposed to be going back into your account.
Yeah, it would go back into Capital One.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.